Good morning. You're listening to Doug McCon of RealityMe.net, and I'm going to talk to you about one of my soapbox issues today, school security and waste of resources and teaching fear and all that kind of nonsense. So if you're tired of hearing me say that, you can stop listening now, because I just dropped my daughter off at the middle school, and as I pull through the carpool line, there's a sign at the edge of the road that says, "Random weapons check in progress." And you look at the door, and there's yellow tape creating a funnel. And at the end of the yellow tape is a Knox County police officer standing there looking rather, he's got the body language that says, "Fear me." His legs are spread, shoulder length apart. His thumbs are tucked in his utility belt. And he's, because of the uniform, he's looking kind of all imposing. So, then the kids get in the line and they walk through. Now, here's where I have issues with this. One, years ago, and I've got to go to the library and look at microfiche and find this article, but years ago, around the time of, we had a high school shooting in Knoxville, the Central High shooting. It was before the Central High shooting, we commissioned it was a free assessment done by the Department of Education and somebody, but it didn't cost Knox County schools anything. These guys came to Knox County, evaluated our security for our schools, and the report got buried. The report basically said you're spending too much on security cameras and you shouldn't be doing these random checks. You're wasting money on metal detectors and whatnot. The report said you need to focus more on threat assessment. You need to hire a full-time person, not someone wearing a uniform, not someone who looks scary. Hire a normal Joe. I mean, he can be a cop, but don't put him in a uniform. Put him in, a tweed jacket. Let him be that professor-type dude. And he has lunch with the kids. He mingles with the kids. He interacts with the students and gets to know the students. The students get to know them. He builds confidence in them, essentially, just like any faculty member or teacher should do. When the kids trust the staff, they will bring things to the staff. When they don't trust the staff, they will not bring things to them. And the Central High shooting is a perfect example. Here's the deal. Central High shooting was done outside of the building. A random weapon search would have done nothing to prevent the Central High shooting. It was done outside of the building. And the thing about it is, most of the students knew 3 days before the incident happened that it was going to happen. So, had they had the trust of the staff, had they had the ear of somebody, they would have mentioned it. Would they mention it? Will it always happen? No. But that's why you have a series of threat assessment steps you take to figure out how to prevent these things. Instead, we've locked our schools down, we've turned them into prison-type environments. My elementary student was once lamented. He said, "I liked it when we used to be able to talk in the hallways." That made me sad. They should be able to talk in the hallways. They should form friendships and bonds. And they should feel comfortable in their schools. The other day, I walked my son to class, his classroom. And it was right after the bell had rung. And then after I finished talking to the teacher, a couple of minutes had passed. My son's in one of the portables. It's basically a trailer outside the building. The building gets locked down. One student had shown up to school late. And she was standing at that back door, just kind of waiting by the glass, gently knocking on the glass, hoping somebody would come by and let her in, because the school was locked down. Do you think that child feels confident? Do you think that child feels safe? That child wants to be in her class. That child doesn't want a tardy. But she's standing outside the back of the building, unable to get in. That's not security. To be secure means to be happy, and you unlock that building. You take the cameras down. Cameras don't prevent, they prosecute. They are for after the fact. So, leave the cameras off. I don't care one way or another, but unlock the buildings. Invite parent volunteers in. When your son sees your next-door neighbor sitting in the classroom reading a book or working at the school, he feels, hey, this is family. We all know each other here. And you make a happier, more confident child. And that child doesn't behave erratically. Now, scare a child. Let's do it like a dog. You come home from work and you kick that dog. Every time you come home from work, you kick that dog, he's going to react a certain way. He might cower. But then some stranger comes up to him, and he thinks that stranger is going to kick him. He might react. You don't know. You've created an unpredictable creature by through environmental constraints. You know, it doesn't make sense. Back to the security stuff, the random weapons check. Here's part of my issue with the random weapon check. Let's say I intended harm. I was a student. I'm a middle school student. My antidepressants aren't working. My hormones are out of control. Whatever the case is, I have family issues. I decide I'm going to cause harm today. And I'm going to do it during lunch at the cafeteria. And I get dad's guns or something. Okay, I get to school, and the sign's there. It says random weapon check. And the way these weapons checks work, as the students tell me, is they pick every fifth student. Well, if I'm the fifth student, and I'm the dude that intends to cause harm, you've just created a bunch of targets for me. Because, one, I know I'm about to get caught. Two, I've still got the weapons on me. And three, you've lined up a bunch of people. You've crowded them together. You put them in a funnel. You put them in a choke point. So that's not good. And if you're searching every fifth student, that's an 80% chance that you're going to miss the guy with the weapon anyway. So it's taking an officer or multiple officers off their beat, where they should be doing protecting our citizenry. It's taking teacher resources away from what they need to be doing. It's delaying students. It's all negative. And it is ineffective. If you want it to be effective, you do away with the metal detectors, do away with random searches, pay somebody to be in the school and be the student's confidant. You've been listening to Doug McConn of RealityMe.net. Have a great day.